escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, this is now at a very different pace than it has been in the past. Aaron Judge has been intentionally walked 20 times. 20 this year. Last year, 20 the entire season. So we can, I mean, think about this. We can sit here as we have and talk about, you know, what the Yankees need to do to get their first championship since 09 and blah, blah, blah. And that's all really important, pertinent stuff. And I've given you some thoughts on that. Me and Sal, by the way, Sal's off. We've gone over that over the years here, certainly for this season. But if they don't get Aaron Judge in the right position, I don't think that there's a move that they can make that's going to really matter enough. They got to get this guy in a spot where you can't walk him. Now, the problem is they don't have a true leadoff hitter. And the other problem is the one guy that's been running out there a little bit as a leadoff hitter is banged up. And Grisham, do you trust Dominguez? I don't know. Maybe Aaron Boone goes in that direction. I think what the Yankees, to me, there's only one solution. And, you know, you could throw out the Stantons and Jazz, who's been on a great roll. I'm not looking to mess with Jazz. And it's definitely not Stanton at this point. I think that the only way that the Yankees can work around this is you got to put Judge too, and you got to hope that Bellinger is in the early stages of taking off. And he might be. I don't know if we ever get MVP Bellinger. I don't think that they, you know, acquired that player. But think about the roster, guys. I mean, who's equipped to really have Aaron Judge's back? That's the question that, you know, the Yankees really should ask themselves every single season. And if they don't have the right answer, well, they got to go out there and find one. Because you simply can't. They're not good enough. You can't have a situation where, you know, once a night, twice a game now, runner on first base, doesn't matter. I mean, the opposing managers are getting very cavalier in how they issue these intentional walks. And until the Yankees make them pay with blood, they're going to keep doing it. So, you know, I got half the solution, and that's put him in a different spot in the order. I think I might have the other part, and that's putting Bellinger in the three spot. There's no guarantee that that's the answer, but I'll tell you this. You better guarantee that you try to do something different because Aaron Judge not seeing pitches ain't good for the Yankees. Yankees go nowhere when Aaron Judge doesn't do damage. That's just the way it is. You guys know this, you know? And even if this works out perfectly, and I think that there's a way around this. I just gave you my way to do it. Even if that works, I think the Yankees still have other issues that worry me. And again, these have been talking points for a while, but it's got to start with this. Imagine sitting here and the Knicks try to go on a championship run and, like, you know, Jalen Brunson is getting, I don't know, triple teamed that he can only get 9 shots off a night. Untenable, right? Certain things you got to work around. And the Yankees absolutely must work around the increasing decisions in terms of frequency by opposing managers to avoid pitching to the best player in baseball. You cannot allow that to diminish the team, and it's starting to. You got to start changing things up. All right, 10:06 on the Fan. BT and Sal inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. 20 walks this year already. Let's get to you guys. You ready to jump in early? Santo in West Haven, Connecticut on the Fan. What's going on, Santo?
BT, what's up, bro?
How are you, man?
I was thinking, I think it's got to be Jazz right now behind Judge, because Jazz's negative is, from what I've seen, is he swings and misses. But yep. Right now he's hot, and if you put Judge on, they're going to challenge him. I think it's got to be Jazz behind Judge. And I also want your thoughts on Volpe, man. This dude's not it. He's not it.
Yeah, Volpe had a rough. Now, I'm going to get to Volpe in a little bit. I want to keep this to Judge here. Although a couple of things that I think people go overboard last night, but no, it has not been a good run for Volpe. Last night was a tough look for the. He's wearing it. There's no doubt. Jazz behind Aaron Judge. I don't love that. I want a little more contact. And I just feel like Bellinger's approach is certainly a lot more refined. I remember before the Yankees got him, I forget the exact stat, but I guess it would have been 2 years ago where he had the highest batting average with two strikes. Now, not that it's completely translated here, but he's got a very different, like you actually see him with two strikes, he chokes up. And, you know, to me, if you're gonna put Aaron Judge on or pitch around Aaron Judge, maybe it's not, you know, overtly walking him, but you know, keeping things out of the strike zone, and eventually he gets there in a more conventional way. Don't you think that the move would be to have somebody who's got, you know, a little more bat-to-ball ability behind Aaron Judge to kind of keep the train moving? I do. And I, the other thing, too, you know, I just think that Bellinger is a little more, certainly more polished than Jazz, whose peaks and valleys are much more pronounced than Bellinger. So I'm not looking to mess around with Jazz Chisholm right now. I mean, Jazz is on an absolute roll. Me and Hoff were looking at his numbers before the show, since he came back. And what was it, Hoff? Like a 980 OPS. He's hitting like 350, 360. He's absolutely tattooing the ball. Now, he might want to drop down a couple of bunts in the batting cage before he hits the field or actually not bump at all. I don't really know why that was happening. A couple of weird things last night. But this is the big takeaway. He is indisputably the most dynamic, awesome player in baseball. He's basically Alex Rodriguez without steroids, okay? And in certain regards, better. So you got to do everything that you can possibly do to give him a chance to succeed. And taking the bat out of his hands can't happen. And it's happening too much, too often, and it's a new trend, and the Yankees got to get ahead of this. Matt's in New City. Matt, BT, and Sal, what's going on, bud?
What's up, BT? How you doing?
I'm good,
so,
Matty.
Last night was a maddening game.
Yeah, it was. I agree. Bothersome.
I think you got to bat Dominguez leadoff, and then you got to put, I would go Dominguez leadoff, Judge 2, Bellinger 3. Break up the righty lefties. And Dominguez last night, he had that ground ball that he beat out.
Yes.
He had the base hit. I think the kid's ready. There's no other, I don't like Grisham leadoff. I think Dominguez should bat leadoff. He's fast. He's young. I think it's time.
He was they showed the one frame of him out of the box down the line. He was cooking. I mean, he looked like a linebacker, the way he's built and the way he was flying. You might be right, Matt. He might be ready to take off. He really might be. The numbers are a little underwhelming this year, and certainly in terms of the power. He's got six, and a couple came in one game against Kansas City. So I thought we'd see more easy power, but at no point this year has Jason Dominguez looked overwhelmed, you know? And I get there's a pretty sizable disparity between his lefty and his righty splits there. So you want to say, well, he's looked a little overwhelmed as a righty. Okay. But in terms of just the totality of the season, he's been, you know, he's been less than what we wanted. And certainly, I think, a little bit less than what the Yankees need for them to, you know, really hit stride and hit another level here. But there's been enough flashes where it wouldn't surprise me if it happens. And he's, again, overwhelmed. Not being overwhelmed for a young player is very important. You know, too often in the batter's box, you know, Calder mentioned Volpe before, Anthony's looked overwhelmed. Too many times this year, Alvarez for the Mets looked overwhelmed. That's why he's in Syracuse right now, you know? And a couple of years ago, Beatty and Vientos did as well. So everybody's progression is different. Now, the thing about if you were to trust, it's a very interesting thought. I got to be honest. If you were to trust Dominguez, even if it's for a couple of weeks, I don't even know if Grisham's out that long with the hamstring. But if Dominguez was one and you have Judge 2 and Bellinger 3, well, not only would Bellinger provide the proper protection for Judge, which is what I'm talking about to start the show, but also Judge right behind Dominguez should set up Jason Dominguez to go bonkers because you got Aaron Judge behind you. So that very well, in terms of internal, you know, non-trade answers, that very well might be the way to go. 888-808-1019, BT and Sound on the Fan. Let me get Sean in Long Valley. Sean, what's cooking?
What's up, BT? How are you?
I am good, man. How are you today?
How are you
today? Huh?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Sean, go ahead. Give it a shot, buddy, before I cut you.
Can you hear me?
I do, but it's just get us back. It's early enough in the show. There's a line open. Steve's in Newark, New Jersey. BT and Sal on the Fan. What up, Steve?
Brandon, what's up, buddy?
Hello, sir.
I get the whole thing, but them pitching around Judge, but I mean, Boone's comments after the game on Sunday about him possibly a sore back.
Yeah.
I mean, his strikeouts are... It's atrocious since the middle of June. You don't think it has anything to do with him being hurt?
I don't know. You know, that's one thing. I mean, I could give you a guess. That is something that I almost have. I don't want to say I have no opinion on because I have an opinion on everything. But right. There's nothing. I have no MRI, no imaging. I don't see him in the trainer's right. room. I mean, dude, you play. He's 6'7", 280 pounds. He's in his 30s.
Big boy.
Yeah,
no.
I mean, he plays every day. I mean, I think there's 25-year-olds who are banged up. Austin Wells' fingers bothering him. So, maybe.
Because even you look at that Red Sox series, I mean, he struck out three times, three games in a row. I mean, that's 9 Ks in 3 days. Hey. And that was right. That's right around when Booney said, you know, June 12th, June 13th.
I understand. No, the chronology of it, you very well might be onto something there, Steve. But you know, to me, listen, the Yankees are not stupid, and the Yankees are not reckless. I mean, they're not stupid or reckless with players who have marginal impact on the season. You think they're going to mess around with Aaron Judge in June, late June, into the early stages of July? There's no way. So I've got to assume that Aaron Judge is healthy. And when you're healthy, I've got to react to your performance, you know, all the great stuff, all the slides, understanding that it's baseball, and he's still absolutely all-time, all-world amazing. But, you know, he's in a little bit of a funk here. And he's expanded the strike zone, and the strikeouts have piled up, and now they're pitching around him. And you know, one thing the Judge generally does very well is, I'm not saying he never, you know, swings at sliders in the, you know, slop in the dirt, but he has no problem just passing along the baton. Not quite Soto patience. Like, that's Juan's absolute best skill. I wouldn't say that that's Aaron's best skill, but it used to be a bit of a weakness. Now it's fairly benign. Like, he wants to do his damage, but he understands the situation. He's at his mental baseball apex. Like, Aaron Judge, in terms of the mind and the body being in sync, very well might not ever be at this level again. I mean, as time goes on, yeah, you'll maintain that sharpness, and maybe you'll learn a few more things as a player, but... You know, each year, you know, you lose a little 1% here, you know, half a step there, a little 2% there. It's going to add up. So, you know, right now, this is him at his superhuman power still. And I got to make sure that, you know, you can't be pitched around like this. It can't happen. Let me get Rob up in Westchester on the Fan, BT and Sal. What's up, Rob?
BT, what's up, buddy? I'm going to jump right into it. I think you're way too overexcited about Jazz Chisholm. This guy, and this is, I'm a Mets fan here. I've been watching the guy for years.
Okay.
The guy's never even, he's never had a 900 OPS. He's never hit, you know, he's never hit 30 home runs before. I know he's only 27.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, that's acceptable if he was Volpe's age. Okay, 2-3 years go by. What makes you think he's going to keep up this little mini hot streak he's on? The guy's all talk, all flash. He hasn't proven diddly squat his whole career. Well, what makes you think he's going to all of a sudden keep this up?
Well, first of all, Rob, I didn't say that he should bat behind Aaron Judge. So you make it seem like I'm propping him up as the answer. I'm just saying he's on a good run.
You're making it sound like, from listening on the radio right now, that he's going to be the guy that's going to get you guys through your hitting drought. He's not going to be the one.
Rob, you got the right station on? I never even remotely
close. I got the right station on. I do. And you're hating on Volpe a lot. Volpe, overall in his career, is hitting the same average almost as Chisholm. I don't know why you're hyping up this guy so much. He's
Rob, do me a favor. If this was the old days, I'd say go find a newspaper, look up some stats. Open up your phone, look at the stats, and get back to...
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
To me tomorrow would Volpe and Jazz because it ain't close. I mean, what are you kidding me? I mean, Anthony Volpe, who, I mean, I've got his back. He never even really has a 700 OPS. Jazz is closer to 8 for his career. And that's with the dumpy Marlins. No, I don't know what you heard, honestly. What I'm saying is they better fix this problem with Judge. And my solutions are maybe a little Dominguez 1 and Bellinger 3. How that equates to your mind, anything about Jazz Chisholm is beyond me. Except a reference of his recent run, which is exactly what he's done. So, I mean, it's baseball, dude. So when a good player has a bad spurt, we can't reference that. And when a player who should be probably a little bit better, which I'll grant you, and you've heard me say to Sal, like I there's things about Jazz I love, but there's things about him that terrify me. I mean, it's not the Jazz love train, you know? He's incredibly talented. Now, I think that that's part of the reason why some of his performances bother me, some of the inconsistencies. Because I look at Jazz Chisholm, and if he was brought up in a different system or, you know, he had maybe a different inner tweaking or different mechanisms to his early stages as a pro, with that speed, with that arm, and with that power, Jazz Chisholm should be an 8-9-time All-Star when it's all said and done. And he never will be. So I get that. But what Jazz does do is steal your bases and hit some home runs. So, I mean, yeah, I don't know what to tell you there, buddy. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal here on the Fan, Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. So this year in 2025, and we'll get more into this coming up, like, what's the solution? And I preface this with, because anybody could call me up and say they got to make a trade. Now, that's something that I've said, and I'll continue to espouse that because I think that they need to make a trade. And I believe strongly that they will. And not just a little, you know, little rearranging of the decks, of the chairs on the deck of the Titanic. Like, I need somebody who's going to be batting fifth, playing third, like a real player. All right? But right now, because the season's still being defined, and every time you lose to the Blue Jays, and every time you lose a game, you know, or lose a series to the Red Sox, missed opportunities. And I'm trying to mitigate the missed opportunities. I got to put Judge in the absolute best spot to get to swing. I mean, just to merely get the bat off his shoulders. What would you do? 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. So the Yanks are playing at, what, 307, Dove? Yeah. So the pregame show is going to start at 2:25 with Susan. So rather than ending at 2, I will just take it up to 2:25, make the handoff there. Yankee pregame. Yanks try to get one today. Max Fried on the mound, 10-2 with a 1.92 ERA. Obviously a massive couple of days here for the Mets. We'll weave them in a little later. Second interview with Mike Brown today for those Knicks. And, you know, not many options on the free agent front because of the money. You know, they've got some exceptions, some mid-level veteran stuff. But the Knicks are trying to remake things here. And, you know, hopefully they get a coach before they actually do that. But Mike Brown, I know he impressed in the first one, and he's going to be, Dolan's going to be in there today. So looks like we will get a chance to chat with Ian Begley a little later. I know he's got some TV commitments, et cetera, but we got a lot going on. BT and Sal on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number. Now, if you just tuned in, think about this, guys. Obviously, you watched the Yankees last night, frustrated at a litany of mistakes. You know, Volpe had a rough night. Rodon, you know, was grinding, but just, you know, just not very economical at all, which forces the Yankees to get to their bullpen a little. I'm getting a little tired, honestly, of watching Mark Leiter pitch so much. Why does Mark Leiter pitch so much? I feel like every night, and I watch the Yankees every night, I think every night Mark Leiter's pitching, Tim Hill's warming up, and then Tim Hill is eventually pitching. But the thing about that game last night, right, is, you know, Aaron Judge is left on the on-deck circle with a chance to come and do some damage and maybe win the game. Well, if that final out is not made, they're not going to pitch to Aaron Judge. Now batting number 99, the right fielder Aaron Judge. Oh, they're going to walk him as he strides the home plate. There's the fist from the ump, from the manager. Put him on, free pass. So this needs to be addressed and rectified and changed now. Now, there very well might, could, should, will, whatever, perhaps be an external option that is imported here by Cashman before it's all said and done. But you cannot mess around any longer. I'd bump him up to two. Bellinger looks like he's got that locked-in look, and he's had that for a little bit after a rough start to his Yankee career. Hitting the ball well. He could run in addition to that. So with Grisham going down, I'm going to run out a trio to start. I'm going to give Dominguez some runways to lead off. Then I'm going Judge, and then I'm going Bellinger, and I'll go from there. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Rich is in Manahawkin, on the Fan with BT and Sal. What's going on there, buddy? How are you, Rich?
Hey, BT, how are you? Thanks. First, I just want to say I saw you guys at Fanatics Fest. You were great to the kids, so we really appreciate it. They're listening now because of it, so I really appreciate you for that.
Listen, I love seeing a kid. Love meeting the listeners of WFAN, but especially the kids. That's awesome. Glad they had a good time. What do you got?
Now, I think when we're looking at the Judge thing, we got to think about the lefties that are surrounding him and really need to back up Stanton up to Judge, because if they bring in a lefty from the pen, then you got, you know, you're just going to get the lefty to get jazzed out. At least if you have Stanton right behind him, then you got Stanton against the lefty. So I think going left-right normally works, but in this situation, I think they got to put a righty right in behind Judge to kind of prevent that lefty from coming in.
You know what, Rich? I would say, yeah, if it was a righty that I truly trusted here, and I know Stanton's eventually going to tag a few lasers and a few 460-foot missiles with an exit velo. Thanks for the call, man. And thanks to the kids for coming out. Good to meet them. Hopefully they keep listening to the Fan, and we got a few new fans here. But Stanton's not the answer for a team that's trying to win a World Series, batting behind Aaron Judge. I'm not saying that there won't be nights where that wouldn't be rewarded. It will be, all right? But, you know, he can't move, and I'm just not looking for that. And, you know, listen, the high-leverage situation, you know, seventh inning, eighth inning, ninth inning, all right, you're going to be faced with that a little bit here. But Bellinger, he wears out lefties. So there's that. I mean, that's why I'm not putting Jazz anywhere near behind Aaron Judge myself, because I don't like the way he looks at just too many wild, empty swings where he misses the ball by a mile. Bellinger is an absolute professional hitter from the left side of the box against lefties and righties, and that's what I would do. You know, again, will you get burned here and there by the occasional just flat-out nasty lefty? I mean, of course, it's baseball. But I think the greater issue would be more resolved than not with Bellinger behind him. Steve's in Holmdel, New Jersey. What's happening, Steve?
Hey, BT, big fan.
Thank you. What's cooking?
I'd like to make 2 points, if I will. First of all, actually, I totally agree with your proposed lineup. Dominguez, even when he doesn't get a hit, he works the count. He's got tremendous speed. I like Bellinger and back a Judge. Want to make 2 quick points, though. Last year, the Yankees suffered because of two guys that were complete dead wood. Those guys were Rizzo and Verdugo. Now, Rizzo and Verdugo this year were replaced by Goldschmidt and Bellinger. I think the reason the Yankees have fallen so precipitously is that when you look at all the Yankee averages right now,
yep,
they're all kind of hitting where you'd expect, you know, 240,
250,
230.
Yep.
Exactly. I think from the offensive standpoint, the Yankees' precipitous slump has been because of Goldschmidt. Goldschmidt is now hitting like Rizzo. I mean, he was hitting 350, 360.
Yeah.
And while we knew that was an aberration, he has just gone ice cold.
The other point
I want to make, Gary, one other point, Brandon, I'll certainly listen to your answer if I end up. The problem with Volpe and Chisholm is they literally have no plan when they get up there. It's wild swings. And, okay, sure, Jazz came from another organization. But I don't know what the hell they're teaching Volpe. Maybe Volpe, even though he's in a terrible slump, maybe Volpe could still watch Goldschmidt shorten his swing. You've got home run hitters in Volpe and Bellinger and Goldschmidt used to be.
Mm-hmm.
These guys shorten their swing. Volpe is swinging from the heels.
Yeah.
He never, you know, he's either swings at a high fastball, swings right through it, and then a pitch toward the outside part of the plate. He rolls over and hits the ground. And
yes, he does.
Short.
Yes, he does.
I think the Yankees need to bring in somebody to work with Volpe, because to me, there's too much to unlock there, and I think he could be so much better.
Yeah. Steve, maybe they could wait until Anthony Volpe retires and they could bring in somebody to help him. The hell are they waiting for? Bring somebody in. Thanks for the call. I agree. I mean, there's certain players who came in with some hype where you just watch them and you're like, all right, the hype was not justified. Anthony Volpe should be better than this. You know, and I've talked a lot about Anthony over the last couple of months, and even last year. You know, like it's year three, it's now the middle of the season, he's had a ton of at-bats, and, you know, I didn't need him to burst on the scene and, you know, hit 270 in year one, and 295 in year two, and 309 in year three. I don't need that trajectory, but there's a lot of at-bats, and, you know, there's a lot of evidence that he has not cleaned up what has afflicted him so far. And we all know that. You know, missing the letter high fastball and chasing the slider on the outside part of home plate. It's a big problem. Either roll it over to short, which is what the Les Coulter said, and he's absolutely right. It's when you try to pull an outside, you know, change up or whatever. I mean, any pitch, really. But certainly one with movement that's going away from you. You try to pull it, and you roll it over. Your hands, you just bang it right into the ground, and it's generally a 2-3-4 hopper to short. And you can even roll one over hard, and it like, oh, wow, I hit that hard. Yeah, but it's still a rollover. I see that with kids a lot. Hey, I got that on the barrel. Yeah, but you rolled it over. It's not going to work out when you're older. Trust me. So I don't know. The problem with Anthony is that the things that he brings to the table are not being used enough because he's not on base enough. I mean, Anthony Volpe should be a 35 steal. You know, he should be. I would even say maybe 40. I mean, look at his minor league success. Now, obviously, you know, catchers are different, whatever. But the reason the minor league steal numbers were incredibly high for Anthony Volpe is because he was on base a lot more in the minors, which gave him a chance to run more than he is in the majors. You know, I know he doesn't have a rocket at short. Yeah, if, you know, Lombard is the real, I saw he's going to the Futures game as well, George Lombard Jr., so if he's the real deal in a year or two, and I mean the real, real deal, and we'll see if he is. I mean, I like the early returns, but we'll see. If that's the case, you know, I mean, maybe Volpe's got to be punted over to second base. I mean, there's value there. I'd like to see a few more bunts. I'd like to see a different approach. There's definitely a lot off right now, and there has been a little bit with him. But, you know, the onus is inevitably on him to fix it. I know he's trying, because he's got an incredible work ethic, and he's an incredibly diligent young man who you could see it's killing him what's happening. But the Yankees have to also assist him and find out what philosophy they actually want him to adhere to. I mean, the worst thing in the world is when Volpe comes up, chasing the launch angle. What? What are we doing? What? What are we doing with him? No, man. We should be spraying line drive bullets from the left field foul pole to the right field foul pole. And then when you're feeling good, throw something inside, pull the hands in, boom, hit a long, surprising home run to left. Or, bang, pepper that short spot to right field. That's the hitter that we should see. But he definitely does not have a defined plan. I do agree with that. Let me get John and Brick, BT and Sound on the Fan. What's happening, John?
Hey, BT, how are you?
All right, what's cooking?
With regarding to Bellinger hitting behind Judge, I think we should keep him in front of Judge because I think there's so much upside with him in his batting, with his offense. And if you keep him in front of Judge, he's hitting much better when he hits in front of Judge.
Yeah, but what's more? Hold on a second. Let's have a conversation, John. I think that I know what you mean. So as Bellinger's starting to unlock things and he's been on a nice run and we know he can run, he's got good speed, but all those things, right? Credible, for sure. Good right. Two-strike approach. But I am more concerned with keeping Aaron Judge in a position to swing than, you know, a 10-12% increase from Bellinger. That's just me.
Right, but if you only have Aaron Judge hitting, then it's not going to help. You want Bellinger also to be hitting. Like
I understand that. But why
hitting, right? You got to find someone else to put behind Judge.
Why?
Just have
hold on a second.
Bellinger and Judge are the only two pieces you play with.
Yeah, but hold on a second. Bellinger won an MVP. Now, he's not that guy anymore. But, I mean, Bellinger's going to hit 201 if he hits behind Judge. He'll be all right.
No, I'm not saying that. But you can't have everybody on the team hitting under 250 besides for Judge.
That's
what we had for most of the season.
But I also can't have somebody who's got Aaron Judge's back. I mean, this is now becoming a bit of an epidemic. This is not an overreaction. Got 20 intentional walks. It's July 1. He had 20 all of last year. Now, some managers are just a little more cavalier than others. And Toronto's one of them. I get it. But you got to play Toronto a lot the rest of the series and season and both, really. Three more games here and the season. They're not going away. I still don't know if I take him incredibly seriously from a end of the season, 162 game threat to win the division. But until the Yankees get some real true separation, on some level you got to take him a little serious. No? 888-808-1019. BT and Sal, Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata on the Fan. Come back, get these Judge calls, start getting into the Mets. Big one with the Brewers tonight. Little Knicks action as well, free agency. Remember the days chasing LeBron like beggars? Oh, God, let's hope LeBron could come and save us. Isn't it a little nice to at least have some scruples and integrity right now? You know, just go out there and get a guy off the bench. Stop begging people to come save us. But Mike Brown does have interview number two today, and James Dolan will be in attendance. And I'll tell you what I think is going to happen from there. BT and Sal on the Fan. A little housekeeping here. Ian Begley, 1240. Looking forward to that. Talk some Knicks. Mike Brown, interview number two. Jordan Clarkson is their apparent, you know, the main target for the bench here, and you could use a little fire. Not a great three-point shooter, but a good scorer, and he's cheap, and he's been around a little bit here. So we'll talk to Ian coming up at 1240. I'm here until 225, usually at 2, but we got the Yanks coming up, and first pitch 307, so no Evan and Tiki, maybe after it. I'm not sure. I got to double-check on that, but I'll take it up to 225 with Susan and the pregame show. And you heard right there, Brian Daboll, head coach of the Giants, wishing us a happy birthday. 38 years ago today. Good God, time is flying. Happy birthday to us. 38 years. WFAN was born. And if I'm not mistaken, Dove, you were here 38 years ago today, correct? That is a
overnight, though. Steve Summers overnight.
I got you. Man, the stock options that you must have in that 401k that you've been hiding away, you got to be sitting pretty, man.
Stock options?
Yeah. I don't know, something. That's anything, right? Been here for a minute, dude. Hopefully you got something.
I put away something, but
all right, don't take it so seriously. God. I put away something. I know. I'm messing around with you. That's my way of saying to everybody that Dove has been here since the carpets were rolled out, man. Almost 40 years. Who, besides Steve, who's the first person that you met? Or if you let me change direct. When was the first time you met Mike or Chris? Do you remember? Just out of curiosity.
Probably when Mike started doing the midday show with Ed Coleman.
And that was, what, 89? Or am I off on that?
Early 89 was when Mike and Doug went together.
Okay, 88?
I think so.
So Mike was a year after the station was born, basically.
I think so.
Okay. All right. Let's get back to these Yankee calls here. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. Hey, got to get a solution. Judge getting pitched around way too much. Can't have it. Best player I've ever seen. Best player in baseball for sure. And best hitter not even close. You can't have 20 intentional walks by July 1. And that's what's happened. All right, let me get Morris and Summers, BT and Sound on the Fan. Morris, what's going on?
Hey, Brandon, pleasure to talk to you.
Good.
I think we're on the same. I think we're on the same page as far as the Yankees are concerned, but I have a little twist to it.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, as far as the trade goes and to trade the deadline and the kind of options we had, we need a leadoff hitter. We need a contact hitter. Okay, that's second or third. Okay, that's number one. Number two, let's stop with this love affair with Stanton. Okay.
With who?
Stanton.
Oh, Stanton. I got you. Okay, go ahead.
We got to stop this love affair with this guy. Okay. First of all, look at his age, look at his injury history, and you think what's going to happen once he gets his timing back, right? He's going to hit a squibbler between third and short, okay? He's going to run down the line because it's a crucial part of the game,
yeah.
And guess what's going through your
pull
mind
something.
At that point? Like, okay, now, the next thing is, let's talk about Volpe, okay? Volpe is not a good hitter. He's a soft hitter. I think this guy is going to be less than average for a shortstop, a hitter. You know, so that's it. That's who Volpe is. You know what it is? And I don't want to disrespect IKF.
Yep.
He's IKF without the contact. He's IKF without the contact. Okay? So, again, we need a leadoff hitter. We need someone to make contact. Okay? And that sets the table for us. And that's what I basically want to say. Okay, this is where we are. That's the state of the Yankees.
It's a good call, Morris. And think about this. I mean, I was all over the Mets yesterday, rightfully so. They just look atrocious for a $325 million payroll. David Stern's got to get his act together here. And we'll talk a little Mets more later. Big series against the Brewers, obviously, then the Yankees and the Mets Subway Series Part 2. But the Yankees' payroll is not very far behind. And the Yankees, like, it's amazing to me to have that payroll and year after year, not have a true leadoff hitter. I mean, think about that. I just don't understand that. It's frustrating, that part. Yeah, and Stanton's got a couple of years to go here. I've done this a million times. I'm so tired of talking about Stanton. Because number one, it is what it is. He's never going to change as a player. And just when you're like, that's it, I've had my last, my last run here with Stanton, he goes out and he hits, three, four, five home runs in October. I mean, that's what he does. And he kind of pulls you in a little bit. Not where you're like, oh, this guy's viable for, 7-8 months. No, nobody's even remotely thinking that. But it just makes it trickier to discard somebody who is your best October hitter. And it really is. But now you're at a point, at least next year, this is where the Marlins start picking up some of the money. So the Marlins will pay $10 million, and he's on the hook for $29. So that's $19 out of the Yankees' pocket. And if you were to trade him, and again, I know he's got a no trade, so he'd have to be amenable to it, I know. And then the next year, the 29 goes to 25, and he's also paid $10 million by the Marlins. So this, the Stanton train, we're almost out of the woods. I mean, we could see the end. I mean, it felt like forever. I remember looking at one point, God, what year was it? Maybe 2020? During the COVID year? And I'm like, look at all these years, dude. What are we going to do? Look at how many years there are. But then the last year, which is 2028, it's a team option, and I guess it's a $25 million team option. Well, that sucks. $25 million option? $10 million of which will be paid by the Marlins. Either way, it's coming to an end. All right, 888-808-1019, Sam in Rockland, BT and Sal on the Fan. Sammy.
Yes, hi. Love the show.
Thanks, Sam. What's up?
I just want to talk about Volpe and his defense.
Mm.
My question is, what happened? What happened to his defense? It definitely regressed from last year and 2 years ago. Why?
I think he's pressing. I think he hears the criticisms. I think he feels the lack of growth as a player. Anthony's a very smart young man. And the other thing that Anthony is, Sam, and think about this, and thanks for the call, Anthony Volpe grew up a Yankee fan. You don't think that he's inherently aware, like on the deepest level, what fans expected or demand or want? He grew up watching Jeter. So, I think early on, he's just trying to fit in, and maybe that's a different stress. That's like, do I belong here stress? But then when you figure out that you belong, and he figured that out pretty quick because he had some home runs and some steals and a gold glove rookie year. Now it's like, and then he hit a grand slam in the World Series, and I thought that was going to really propel him this year. And I remember talking to Aaron Boone about this, me and Sal. And even in the, the Royals series, he hit the ball pretty hard. Like, Anthony Volpe in October looked like the kind of hitter I always envisioned him to be. Even some loud outs to right center. Barrels, hard. Adam. It happens. But I think now he just kind of knows that he's a little less than what he should be. What Yankee fans need and what he demands of himself. Now, I just think he's pressing. I think it's that simple. D-Rod's down in Orlando, Florida. Yeah. BT and Sal on the fan. What up, D-Rod?
BT, what's up, buddy? How you feeling?
I'm good. I am good. How about yourself, dude? You all right?
I'm okay. I'm alive, so I'm happy, but I am a frustrated Yankees fan, as
all right,
you
let's
are.
Talk it out. Let's go. What do you
all
got?
All right. Well, I mean, the one thing with, Volpe is the subject of the day, because of what he's done, and he's trending that way. And, I'm trying to, there's a lot of can of worms here, but I'll try to have it condensed. But, I think more, it's not more on the player, but it's more on the organization and more on the sport, because it's everyone, hey, velocity, launch angle, this and that and the other thing. And I think sometimes, players look at that. I saw someone say, I forget who it was, but he said, my 10-year-old kid, when he plays sports, when he's in the batting cage, I thought it was Kevin Millar, as a matter of fact. And he said, my 10-year-old kid, when he swings at the bat, he looks at the iPad. I said, don't look at the iPad. Make sure you hit the ball hard and get it there. And I think that's sort of
what he's looking
here.
At the iPad for what? Exit velo or something else?
Yeah, exit velo, launch angle,
okay,
all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
and he's 10 years old. So that's, it seems like that's where it's going here. And you coach 10-year-old, 10-year-old kids. So,
yeah, I do.
Keep the iPads away from them.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, you can have the iPad a little bit if you want to mess around with your buddies and have some fun. But the time the iPad hits the baseball diamond is the time daddy blows a gasket.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah,
it can't happen yet. I know it's going to happen, but it can't happen yet, D-Rod,
Right, yeah. Okay, so here's the thing, And I know a few people have criticized his defense. In my opinion, I don't think, if you look at his gold, this rookie year, and I hate to say this again, as a Yankees fan, I think that gold glove was more of a participation trophy. He was that year, the finalists were Corey Seager and Correa. And we all know how we all feel about Correa in New York.
Yep.
And honestly, in my opinion, they both played better defense that year, but both of them only played about 120 games because they were injured.
Mm-hmm.
So the only player that played at least 150 games at shortstop that year that played a halfway decent defense was Volpe. And, so I think that's sort of overblown and it's sort of, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, that's come up a little bit and thanks for the call. And the Gold Glove stuff has been, I don't really give it much thought anymore. I remember growing up, the Gold Glove was sick. We would do, I'm talking about Little League and stuff, and then eventually some travel teams. I remember one year they actually gave out the Gold Glove Award, and I got it. I know that sounds ridiculous to say on the radio. It's so stupid. I was in third grade, but it meant so much. It was a sick trophy with an actual glove. I'm like, this is the coolest trophy I've ever gotten. And, that's coming from the mind and the eyes of a kid who at that point was watching This Week in Baseball highlights every single Saturday, game of the week, and obviously Mattingly at first and Hernandez at first, but I just loved watching the center fielders and the shortstops go get it. It's just a different athleticism. The Aussies and guys, even like Devon White, even like right before Griffey. Oh, my goodness, it was just beautiful, beautiful. And, I don't know if it's because I've gotten older and maybe I pay less attention to it, although, I'm very into the numbers. And so it's not that I just ignore that aspect of the game. I just feel as if it's been watered down, the Gold Glove. I don't know. Maybe because there's a lot more fielders who are better nowadays. There were a lot of guys on the field back in the day that I'm referring back in the day who really couldn't catch a cold. Slow, stone hands, but they were out there because they can hit. Greg Luzinski, I just remember him. But by the way, he may have even been a decent fielder. I don't know. I was a little bit too young to really dissect his defensive talents, but I can promise you he wasn't Dave Winfield. That I know. Bob Horner at third base for the Braves. He was a hitter. He had a bunch of stiff first basemen, Balboni, guys like that. So, when you saw a guy who was fluid, like Donnie, like Keith, like Nettles at third. I mean, those guys, they really resonated with me. I don't know, but I am looking this up now. And, do with this what you will. But so I'm on Savant, and back in 2023, Anthony Volpe's range was in the top 70%, 70 plus percentile. All right. This, and then last year, his range was in the 97 percentile. Wow. And his base running, value and his fielding value were both 90 percentile. And now this year, his range, this is very odd, is in the 38 percentile. Now, if you don't really care about those numbers, you're like, dude, shut up. I mean, boring. But that's like, he's not old. Like, he's young. And to go from the 97 or 98 percentile in terms of range to 38 in 1 year? I don't know. I'm going to have to do a little investigating. But that, I did not think it was going to be quite that low. All right, BT and Sal here on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Met fans, you vented, pissed off. But you're usually resilient. Where's the mindset today as you try to get things going? We'll weave them in as well. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.